This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, 5 o'clock. Good to have you with us. And look, we've tried to kind of weave in and out with the Tigers. The drama's kind of gone. They're in. I mean, you say whatever you like, but they'd have to do something they haven't done in 40 days. And the Twins and Royals, too. They'd have to play like idiots, and the other teams would have to get up off the mat. This is what you worked for. This is all the voodoo rolled up into one. So we've just asked if your confidence level has reached, you know, mortal lock. And they're going to be a big part of the rest of the week. And certainly we will get to all of the college football. I'm pretty sure Chiles just threw another pick. But the point is, we'll do a lot of it tomorrow because it's a Victory Monday. I walked away from yesterday's game feeling very good, Rico. Very good. You went on the road in the National Football League against a team not named the Panthers. And you dominated them.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the defense was outstanding. They made Kyler look short and bad. And your running game, that looked good. 200 yards on the ground, an NFL football game.
Right there.
Goff controlled. I know he had the one mistake. It was a zone blitz. It was a tough moment. But, like, outside of that, Rico, I walked away feeling good, and we walked into work. You listened to the callers earlier. You listened to David. I think people have misaligned what the NFL is. You don't blow people out.
Right there, buddy.
But go ahead. Preach to them.
No, because here's the thing. You went out there and you won a game on the road against a team that some people could say can be a surprise team in the NFL come playoff time. The game was never in doubt. You asserted your will. You ran the ball. You found your identity again. And your defense stepped up. Did you score in the second half? No. But you didn't need to, because once again, you were never playing from behind. It was like, okay, we got this. You're, no offense, but you were playing keep away from Kyler. That's what you were doing with the ball. You won the game. In the NFL, you don't win games 70-0. I know the Lions have this great offense and Ben Johnson and this offensive line, and look at all the weapons that you have. Newsflash. They're not all going to score a touchdown on every single series. You don't win 70-0. You win games like this. They gave you the fun play with the hook and ladder. But in the end, it was a game that you needed. You won. You righted the ship. You lost last week. You won this week. And now you set yourself and you get ready for Seattle. Now, you had some injuries in the game. Like, for me, the one that I ended up holding my breath on was when Branch went down. I'm like, oh, my goodness, on that hit late in the game. He collided with the tight end, I think, and they were both laying down on the ground. Yep. Yeah, and it was just like, oh, my God. Okay, first of all, can he just put the mouthpiece in? Like, sticking out of the back of the helmet just looks ridiculous to me. Anyway, I digress.
Not on my top of my list, but, you know.
But Lions fans have to relax and just not expect every game to 40, 50, 60, 70 points. You're going to be thoroughly disappointed. You're going to be angry at Jared Goff. You're going to be angry at everybody because you may get one of those a season. One.
I don't know why people are upset with Goff going 19 of 23 for 200 yards, two touchdowns. The pick was a fluky thing on a wonderful zone blitz call where they dropped their best pass rusher. He flashed. It happens. Hey. Jesus. I mean, I'm just, guys, I want to know where you're at because I know Rico and I are aligned on this. That's a quality win in the National Football League. And look, this is the overriding thing. It's also something we're going to talk about on tomorrow's show. The NFL has ruined its product in the month of September. These are preseason games with regular season pricing. You see it around the league when you watch as much football as Rico and I do. No one looks great. Did you watch Eagles and Saints yesterday? Like, I understand you're grasping at a random performance here or there. Like, if you want to go back to what the Cowboys did against the Browns on opening day, fine. Yeah. How'd the Cowboys look since? It's preseason. Yeah. And your own coach has said, we're probably not going to get it rolling on offense until the bye week.
Yeah.
I'm pumped up about the defense, and people want to bleep all over the offense.
Brother, you're right. I mean, the Niners and the Jets, like, oh my goodness, they're minus all these people. And now you see, well, they're minus all these people. It doesn't work that way. You get the victory, and you move on.
And if we lose to your friend Monday night, it's blood's on your hands. I am not going to tolerate Geno Smith coming in here and doing this again.
Maybe you should just apologize to Geno for saying he's garbage.
No, you're right. I am sorry, because he's hot garbage. 248-539-9797. Him and that rat offensive line, I'm calling it now. Hutchinson, 2 sacks Monday night. David, go ahead. You're all upset.
Ooh, Tyrion Arnold, DK Metcalf. That'll be fun to watch.
That will not be fun to watch. David, go ahead.
Well, he actually was pretty good yesterday on Marvin Harrison.
But DK, okay. DK's a transformer.
I know. So it's
I wouldn't be shocked if he turned into a bus or a car like the Autobots do. That dude's a freak.
Right. Line up. Rook, you ready for this?
And then he morphs into the semi-truck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could be a rough Monday night next week. It really could. Because the offense, what I've seen, is just not good enough right now. It just isn't good enough. I get what they did on the running game, but the passing game, they really didn't throw the ball down the field. And I get it. That's what the Arizona Cardinals defense was giving them. But it's just, Jared Goff seems off to me. The one throw that he should have made, the J-Mo throw that was way out of bounds, led him way out of bounds. That's a problem maybe to me, because he's been like that all year. And that's the problem that I have with this Lions offense right now. They don't look good. They're not scoring points. And that's a problem for me. I get it. You're right, Rico. They're not going to score 35 points every week. I just want certain things to look better.
But think of it like this, and maybe this is one of those where either the glass is half empty or half full, depending on your perspective. Your offense is not clicking. I'm not going to sit here and try to tell Lions fans all is well. You scored in the red zone. That was a problem. LaPorta looks like he is injured. He's got an ankle injury. Looks like it's a low ankle, not high ankle sprain. It's not clicking. You didn't score in the second half. But the defense is playing well enough. You did not have to. The defense is holding teams to what? Just in the teens and low 20s. Like, nobody's blowing out this team. You're not even in shootouts where each team is scoring 30. No. They're holding the teams down. And they're making quarterbacks look bad.
And I hear you, and I know we'll get more into this tomorrow, but can I counter? Because if we're saying that it's preseason and we're saying that the offenses are a little down so far in the NFL, then are we giving the defense just a little bit too much credit for what they've done so far? If that's the case,
fine. The bottom line is, I'm 2-1. I'm coming home. I get a long week, and I get to take on hot garbage. Go win the damn game. Get to the bye week. We'll figure it out. I think the big news out of yesterday's game is Davenport done for the year. So Brad Holmes, once again, you signed an injured player who's injured and now dead. Yeah. And it is offensive to me if you are going to waste Aiden Hutchinson in his prime, making pennies on the dollar. I got news for you. A year from now, get ready. You're going to be paying Aiden. You're going to sign a deal paying him $35 million a year. So we got to go and get a defensive end to help this kid. Because Onwuzurike full-time at the end? Josh Pascal? No, absolutely not. In the words of Cat Williams. It's Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then the next 3-4 weeks, the shows are going to sound a lot like last year. We have got to go on the trade deadline and acquire an end. We can't waste what Hutchinson's doing. I don't care if he's facing backup tackles or not. The kid is elevating his game. We got to help. We need. I hate this idea of we like our guys. Well, your guys are dead. So let's get people here.
See, and I'm glad you brought that up, because there was something that Dan Campbell spoke today when he was updating the injuries and things like this. And he brought up the possibility of them bringing up Pat O'Connor from the practice squad.
Who?
My point exactly. Because I keep wondering, Why the heck does James Houston's name never get mentioned?
David, he's done.
Pat O'Connor?
David, no, if you go in the locker room, I'll bet you there's one of those promotional cardboard cutouts of James Houston like you would see in a grocery store.
Right.
he's fallen out of favor. That's it. The only thing I could tell you, because he never plays in games, he must practice like crap. And you got to let go of a magical 7-game run from 2 seasons ago. So, not an answer. And he's also not even classified as a D-end on this team. He's with the linebackers. So, the whole point I'm making is go get a defensive end. You got two guys that are actually capable of setting an edge on this team. And Onwuzurike is far more D-tackle than D-end. Aiden and Onwuzurike are the only two guys now that you've got that are north of 260 pounds that can play the end. Mm-hmm. And I'm relying on Pascal, who just hasn't shown much. So if there's a concern, it would be hurt guy getting hurt. And now I got to be in the market for a D-end.
Yeah, it just leads me to wonder, what's Aaron Glenn like when they do the grocery shopping? Is he putting in the list saying, I need this, I need this, and I need this? Because, they went heavy, in the cornerback and the secondary, but the D-line... Every year, it just seems like we'll make do. This will work. We'll stretch the budget a little.
There are ways to fake it, but you eventually get to a point. Other players are going to get hurt. Players are going to get tired. Guys are not going to be as effective. If you're not rolling 7 or 8 D linemen, you're not winning a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And you're going to need to get Aiden help, because Davenport, when he played, I was fine. But he's never been healthy. And now, look, he's out for the year. So I'd love to know where you guys are at with it. I walked away encouraged, all things considered. Some people are still, I don't know. I think people are thinking this is a video game. This is the NFL, man. Just go win the damn game. You think the Eagles are apologizing for how they beat the Saints yesterday? Who cares? 248-539-9797. We'll get with you, the people, next.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
All right, let's get to the people. David, I'll get ticket text momentarily. We got people on the line. Rico's doing the Lord's work. Let's go to DJ 97.1. Hi, DJ. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
All right, so first, before I go into my point that I had, I went to Detroit Urban Lutheran. That was the old Lutheran Northwest. So y'all can stop breaking Rico's chops about
Thank
it.
Thank you, DJ.
And I think now it's turned into like a Mary Jane grow house. So, but it is closed now.
Yes.
So real school. Thank you.
Thank you, DJ. Tremendous.
So I heard you guys talk about James Houston and the lack of using him or his production. It hasn't been there for the last couple of years. So over the offseason, I thought that Khalil Mack would maybe pop up or surface, and I know they redid his deal, and now he's on a one-year deal. And with Herbert going down, do you think that he may be in the market for us for the trade deadline or now? Or what do you think about that?
I have read, heard no such thing. But look, here's the deal. Your job as a GM in this league in a Super Bowl window, you don't get the order if you don't ask for it. I mean, teams call the Raiders all the time about Davante Adams. Doesn't mean they're dealing him. Doesn't mean they're not. DJ, ultimately, listen, I just believe when you lose the only defensive end you brought in, and again, Davenport is 6'7", 6'8", 280, that's a legitimate D end that can set an edge, that can be a factor. He's gone now for the season. So I just don't accept the idea of next man up when we're trying to win a Super Bowl. That's all. I feel like it's going to be a theme. And Aaron Glenn deserves the pieces that we've given Ben Johnson.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with that. I don't, in looking at like maybe the potential free agents that are out there who may be on a one-year deal, who could probably get, I didn't see anybody who was attractive. I thought that maybe Yannick Ngakoue was going to play better last year, and he didn't really play good. So I just don't really see anything out there other than maybe Mack. I don't think that we would go after the guy from the Jets because he won the deal.
Here's what's going to happen. You give it 2 weeks, and there'll be a list. DJ, you know how this rolls. We're going to get towards that bye week. Team seasons are going to go off the rails. Agents start talking. There will be a list. Look, we started the season last year. I don't think we knew Montez Sweat was going to get dealt, but by week six, it was a hot rumor. Mm-hmm. Chase Young was the same thing. Just it'll get there, DJ.
Yeah, team just wants to blow up and start all over. Don't want to pay the guys. So, yeah, we'll see who that team is going to be. Lions need to be in the buying.
I just don't want to be in a situation where you're using Fred O'Connor in the playoffs or whatever the hell Campbell was talking about.
Pat O'Connor.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think if I'm correct, the only thing that bothers me is I think you've already given away, traded next year's third-round selection.
F. Dem. Picks.
It's not there.
No. Then you deal the next year. And when that's done, you deal the next year. Win Super Bowl, parade, Woodward, happiness, fade to black. We can all die. Just win it.
Gotcha. So you'd be willing to a second rounder?
Take it. If the right player's available. Listen.
Take it.
Hey, Raiders are making business decisions. That's what Antonio Pierce said. All right, great. Here's 3 first-round picks for Max Crosby. Put Crosby opposite Aiden. Go ahead. What do you want to do with that? You get, and I don't mean literally 3 first-round picks. Let's not do this thing where everybody quotes what I'm making a point to you. The job is acquire the talent necessary. You don't need to be John Lynch, but I don't think you can just do it the way they've done it. You've got Aiden making pennies on the dollar, and he's on his way to having an all-pro season. You just lost the only legitimate help he's got opposite him. You got to.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you so much for what you just did there.
I don't know what I did.
Been getting text messages all show. Trade for Max Crosby. Trade for Micah Parsons.
You know, the Micah Parsons thing, I'm telling you, this is just my belief. I don't think he'll be a Cowboy next year.
No, I don't think so either.
There's been a lot of noise. I know factually that dude's a handful to deal with in that building, and you saw another sideline blow up.
Everybody doesn't want it like I want it. Hey, that's going to make you a happy person in the locker room.
But that's a guy you got to be very careful bringing into your building. That's a different dude.
You better be a winning team, and you better have a strong voice in there.
You know where he belongs? Place like Baltimore. They can bring in all the freaks and geeks, and everybody falls in line. It's the Raven way. Remember the old Patriots? They could bring in any derelict off the street. David, there are names that will surface that we don't know today that I guarantee we're going to end up doing shows on.
Khalil Mack, his name up here probably.
Fine enough. I don't care.
I'm about to say, would you drop another chair if Parsons ends up in San Francisco?
Yes. You don't deserve happiness. That's really what this boils down to. Kevin's in Canton, 97.1. Kevin, what's going on, buddy?
What up, fellas? It's Scumbag.
Kevin, up, welcome. Kevin?
Hey, guys. Vol for life, by the way. Mike, anytime you want to jump ship and come hang out in the Vol Navy, we got you.
I'm ready to. I'll tell you one thing. That was an unbelievable performance by your guys in a very hostile environment. That, Kevin, we talked about it on Cash Ticket. I may elevate you guys into that natty conversation. You guys are real.
So listen, during the game yesterday, I was watching, and all week long, people were complaining and griping and moaning. Get back to the basics. Pound them. Punch them in the face. Well, we did that yesterday, and now people aren't happy. We gave you what you want, and you're not happy. When you run the ball 200-plus yards and you have 200-plus yards passing, and let's be honest, we didn't throw any balls deep that were worth a crap, but when you play what they played yesterday, you're not going to score 60 points. It's not going to happen. But guess what they did do? They controlled the ball, and they played defense, and they gave us a W. That's what we wanted. They gave us what we wanted. So, and I listened all day long, and this morning – Cookies and John were fielding calls left and right. Like, I don't understand. You got what you wanted. Be happy.
I don't think, Kevin, I think you're spot on, but I don't think Lions fan, first of all, they're new at this. They've never had a winner. They've never had such expectation, and I think they're allowing it to impact. Did you win or did you lose? This is not a fashion show. The NFL is a week-to-week league where over half the games are one-score games. I'm with you, Kev. They played great defense. They pounded the rock. They've got things to clean up, but I'll take the W and move on. Mm-hmm. I'm happy.
One more thing. Yeah. One more thing. Sell the farm for Crosby, baby, all day.
Listen, if he ever hit the market, yeah, Kevin, I'll bang the drum on that one. No doubt. I'm trying to win a Super Bowl, and
your
factually, you're going to have to pay Aiden Hutchinson $35 a year by the time he's up.
I was about to say, next year is the extension. They could probably,
it's
been that. No, I'm just saying, time flies. It's like,
you're not going to let him get into the last year.
No, it's just flying. Like, man, it seems like he just got here, but nope, you're right.
Time flies when you're having fun. Hey, listen, you better pray he stops facing backup tackles, because that price is only going to go up. The guy's going to have 37 sacks this year.
That's going to go up regardless.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. Though. His agent's going to be like, let's watch the game tape.
The guy's got 4.5 sacks. Two of them are against tight ends. Do the math on that. I still can't believe it. I know it's not Lions related. Did you see this Bears-Colts thing? I'm watching yesterday. How? You're down by 5. You hand your rookie QB the ball with a chance to go win the game. And they draw a play where they have a tight end one-on-one against Latu, the kid that the Colts drafted in the first round, the pass rusher. What happens? Boop-a-doo, blindside sack, fumble. How can you draw a play where a tight end is tasked one-on-one with an edge rusher?
Because they probably figured in that Caleb will be elusive and he won't get to him.
It's the same thing the Bucs did to Aiden Hutchinson, and it's the same stupidity. It doesn't make sense. You're asking to get hurt.
Just because they're head coaches doesn't mean they're smart.
Let's go to John, 97.1. Johnny, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. What's up?
So one of my biggest concerns about the Lions right now is Terrion Arnold. And I say that because through three games, he has had a pass interference in every single game. And one of my concerns about the Seattle team is that DK Metcalf, I feel like, is one of the most physical wide receivers in the league right now. And I feel like he's going to give a real test for him. And I don't know how he's going to handle it.
He gives everybody a pro. Listen, first things first, Terrion Arnold's a rookie, and this is a growing process. Now, he has to learn, and I do. This is one thing that's real. When you play at a place like Bama, you're never getting away with the stuff you get away with in the NFL. They're never going to allow you to be that handsy or that physical. They're just not going to. He's got to drop that part of his game. I don't think he's been terrible. I think he's been tested. And, John, look, I hated the PI, not this past week, 2 weeks ago. That was not a PI. That was a horse bleep call. Yesterday, 50-50. I'm not mad about it. But if you're like, well, I'm worried about DK is a freak show. You know, the guy that to me really scares me is going to be Smith and Jigba, who they're going to line him up in the slot. They're going to move him all over the place. He runs immaculate routes. He's a complete pain in the ass. But I'm not. You tell me if I'm wrong. I'm just not worried about Terrion Arnold yet.
No, but I try to tell people, just be patient. He's got to learn the league. He's got to learn what he can and cannot do. And he is going to give up some big plays. But that's every rookie corner. So, yeah. Well, why isn't he like Sauce Gardner? Well, nobody's like Sauce Gardner. He's a unicorn. He's a one of one. You didn't draft him. So you drafted somebody that's going to help you. He's going to be an asset. It's going to take a little time. Going to take a little patience. If he's still giving up plays like this, Mike, in week 8 and 9 and 10, maybe that's problematic. But I'm not seeing that. I'm seeing a learning curve where he's doing better. It's different things, but he's learning the way of the NFL.
That's right. It is time for the drive of the week, and I'm going to go all the way back to...
Is this the one where MSU drove 90 yards and team captain drops a touchdown pass?
No, I'm not going to give that one.
No, we're not doing that with Nate Carter?
No, not with Nate Carter. We're going back to Friday for Stanford's first game in the ACC. 11 plays, 54-yard drive. That took 3 minutes and 13 seconds off the clock. Ashton Daniels with the key 11-yard pass on 2nd and 20, and then he gets a 27-yard pass completion on 4th and 9 to then beat Syracuse on a last-second 39-yard field goal by Emmett Kinney to win the game, and 26-24.
Shout-out Cedric Irvin Jr. Just another legacy MSU couldn't recruit, but I loved his dad at State. Good old Swervin' Irvin.
That was a decent game to watch on a Friday. That's your drive of the week.
Hey, man, they had nice satin red helmets.
They did, and I enjoyed watching that.
And I love seeing them bust Syracuse's ass. Loser ass school. They think they're the damn Harvard of Midwest New York. To hell with them.
In the condom bowl they play in, or whatever that
the
is.
The inflatable condom known as the, what used to be the Carrier Dome. I don't know what the hell it is now.
I don't know. Some sponsor, I'm sure. You know, yeah, Rico ruined it.
Yeah, Rico, exactly. Exactly right.
No. This was before I came in. I can't take credit for that.
True. I will say Kyle McCord looks, as long as the play doesn't break down, he looks good. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know that Ohio State is tangibly better at quarterback. I stand by it. I don't like Will Howard.
It was the pressure cooker at being Ohio State. Ohio State, you have to be great at all times. They're not willing to let you learn on the job.
Woji.
Yes.
Sit down real quick. What, are you all right?
Yeah, why?
Your face is as red as the wall in there. Are you okay? Were you in the sun all weekend or what?
Oh, yeah, a little bit, sure.
Jesus. All right.
A little bit, but not much.
Also like to congratulate Rieger for putting on deodorant today. It's a banner day. You missed Friday. The guy played 18 holes of golf, didn't shower, came in here like Ernie DeCanda.
Oh!
It was awful. I was sitting next to Mike.
It was terrible.
I saw Mike sniff his pit, and I'm like, oh,
because I'm like,
no.
You can't be me. Like,
he was checking himself. I'm like,
very
oh, my
clean
God.
Man. And I looked at him, and Rieger immediately knew, and he goes, oh, it might be my feet. I go, it's your whole effing body. You stink.
Next time, take him out back and hose him down.
It's something.
That's gross.
What's coming up on the program this evening?
Tigers, which day you think they're clinching?
Probably by Wednesday.
You think?
Dude, the Twins can't win a game. They can't lose a
Twins
game.
Twins are not going to get swept in my against Miami at home.
They're
10-24
and only 34 ball games.
After the first White Sox game.
Yeah, I think Friday. I think Friday is going to be the day.
Yeah, as long as we don't have to waste Scooble this weekend. That mission accomplished.
Oh, that's a good point.
Okay,
yeah.
So here's the next question, because we can talk about this.
This is ridiculous that we're talking about this.
Would you rather have the Astros or the Orioles?
Nah, I don't play that game.
No?
Just go play. Voodoo doesn't care about who you play.
How about bringing on who the Tigers always beat in the playoffs?
Yankees.
The Yankees.
Oh, yeah.
Bring them on.
Get them in the divisional.
I am ready for it, for when Aaron Judge turns into Webster. That's what he always does in the playoff. Like I can't wait.
Like A-Rod did that one series against the Tigers. Remember that?
The worst three-pitch at-bat ever against Amaya.
Remember they moved him down to the eighth spot in the lineup. Eight
but
Rod,
see,
they called
I
him.
Will say aggressively tanning A-Rod may have gotten a hit.
Oh, sure he would have. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to hit the Tigers. We're going to hit the Tigers hard. Hard and heavy.
Wait. You're going to skip the Lions?
Well, they got Lions Review coming up.
We have our little Lions Review.
They kicked me out of the studio. It's very disrespectful.
I was impressed by the Lions.
Same here.
You can win without going bonkers offensively, and you still had basically two 100-yard backs.
Well, we had the one ticket texter who says, you know, the team would be good if you just get rid of Goff.
I heard the one guy call the morning show saying Dan Campbell's not a leader.
Listen.
Oh, my God.
These people are like the lottery winners.
Yeah.
Who end up bankrupt. They're like MC Hammer. They
get like money, a reality show.
And they buy balloon pants and mansions, and they're broke in 6 months. That's Lions fans. They do not know how to handle this.
I got new bots for you. They're Lion bots. Here they are. Goff isn't good enough. Why does Campbell gamble? Goff isn't good enough. Why does Campbell gamble?
You also have to throw. Why didn't we score 70 points in this game?
Yeah. Every single week.
I feel there was some distress about Aaron Glenn. That's got to be gone now, though, at least.
And until he.
People have it out for that guy.
Yeah, but they're losing a lot of defensive players.
Until somebody does what the Ravens did last year, and then he'll be back on the hot.
Then here's my encouragement. Maybe Brad needs to get off his ass and go make a deal at the deadline.
I think this is the year he will. I do.
He better. Because Davenport
out for the year, probably.
Wait, injured guy is injured.
Yeah, by the weird. Way, is it crazy? Is he done for the season officially?
Yes.
Okay, so he played four games last year, and we all bitched and moaned, why are you bringing an injured guy 3 games this year? Yes. Actually, not even three. He didn't play in the second game.
Here's the deal. A name will emerge who's going to be a defensive end. We don't know what it is yet. Mm-hmm. It's incumbent upon you to go and get that player.
Mm-hmm. No,
Aiden needs help.
I think if this would be the first year that it really would be mandatory that they do it.
Max Crosby.
I agree.
but I'll believe it when I see it.
I heard he's from here.
I don't care.
Yeah.
That's two first round picks. Let's go.
But that would it take that? I guess it would, wouldn't he? Yeah. He's still in his prime.
I
would
think so.
Yeah. Get another Eastern Michigan kid in here. I mean, the last one did okay, I guess.
You think him and TJ would hang out?
Well, he went to school with Pat O'Connor, so.
Oh, I forgot. We like our guys. The Pat O'Connor era about to start. All right, so you guys are going to talk Tigers?
Yeah. We'll hit a little on the Lions, but we're a Tiger fever rampant. And Lions did what they're supposed
Super
to do.
Super Bowl tomorrow. My good. Is that a sellout?
I don't know.
I doubt it.
And by the way, the tiny little quarterback is always who he is.
Here we go.
Always. He looked rather frustrated yesterday. Always. Bad body language.
Okay, are we done?
Very frustrated.
I think he's shorter than 5 feet now.
Okay. We'll talk to everybody tomorrow.